Well, Russia and the Western members of the UN Security Council were long at odds over a resolution on Syria. Now, Moscow says an agreement on a resolution is likely in the next 2 days. Russia's deputy foreign minister says the document will include a reference to Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which authorizes military intervention in Syria. But Gennady Zhadilov has stressed that there won't be an automatic trigger for hailing Chapter 7, and another resolution will be required if Damascus fails to comply with its commitment to rid itself of its chemical weapons arsenal. Earlier, diplomats said the five permanent members of the Security Council had reached a deal on the main points of the draft. The document is expected to support a deal between the U.S. and Russia to put Syria's chemical weapons under international control. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined with Professor James H. Fetzer, who is a professor at the University of Minnesota Duluth, who's joining us live now from Madison. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. Should we see this as a positive move?
Oh, absolutely. This is a brilliant diplomatic solution so that Kerry and Obama can claim that under Chapter 7 there can be an enforcement mechanism that could include military action, while Vladimir Putin, Russia, and China can rest secure that it would require an additional resolution, which they would most certainly veto. So this is actually a brilliant, classic political solution to a dilemma confronted by both sides.
So in a sense, Professor, does this show that the United States policies vis-a-vis Syria have been failing throughout?
Well, what's most interesting about the situation is that it invites attention to other nations in the Middle East, especially Israel, which is believed to have an enormous stockpile of biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. For example, an Israeli plane crashed near Amsterdam in 1992, which carried a substantial quantity of sarin. In 1997, Khalid Mishal, a Hamas leader, was the subject of an attempted assassination using a chemical toxin. Benjamin Netanyahu, who agreed to give the antidote in return for two Mossad agents who were captured. We go all the way to the death of Yasser Arafat in 2004, which may have involved the use of another chemical toxin. And in the winter of 2008-2009, Israel was widely criticized for using white phosphorus, a clear war crime. So I believe that the Israelis are very nervous that this development in Syria is going to invite more attention to their stockpiles of undeclared weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor James Fetzer speaking to us live from Madison.